Christian Homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
As I've confessed before, mornings are not my best time of day. By nature, I'm a night owl, preferring to stay up late and accomplish in the quiet late night hours whatever awaits my full attention. Night finds me alert and energetic, so much so that it's often difficult for me to fall asleep. By contrast, mornings are my dull-witted times. Though the physical vehicle moves, its mental motor is cold and its fuel supply very low. On one recent morning, a tiny incident occurred which brought me quickly awake, not just physically, but also spiritually. Here it was, morning, the start of another busy day. First, there was the jolt of the alarm ringing in my ear. Then came my reluctant response, stretching and hating to get out of bed. But once up, there I was in the kitchen, groggily going about my kitchen routine. I was trying to get breakfast, but I found that the decisions came very slowly, even more slowly than usual. What was I going to fix? What were the natural steps in the preparation process? With all of those questions and my brain barely chugging along, I made a lot of needless wanderings and backtrackings in the kitchen. Then came my sudden awakening. I was moving from the counter to the refrigerator when all of a sudden I was jerked to a halt. I mean, literally jerked. I stood there, befuddled, my brain questioning, what happened? How did I get stopped so quickly? Then I saw the culprit. It was a drawer handle. A drawer handle that had caused that irritating disruption. And I sighed, realizing that this was a repetitive happening. Yes, I'd been stopped this way before. So I disentangled myself with a sigh. But as I did so, I realized that I had misplaced the blame for my coming to a short stop. You see, the drawer handle hadn't changed. It was where it has always been since the kitchen was built. It hadn't moved, and it certainly had not reached out to grab me. No, instead, the fault really lay with me. It was a matter of the waist tie strings of my house coat catching around that door handle, and thus bringing me to an abrupt halt. As the day went on, I found myself in continuing meditation. Aren't you and I often groggy spiritually? Don't we go through our responsibilities rather numbly? Yes, I think if we're honest, we'd have to admit that we do. And then, now and then, we get snagged. We react with surprise. We're jolted to awareness. We're chagrined by being stopped. We're irritated by being stopped. But wait a minute. Aren't we misplacing the blame? Oh, yes. We point very quickly at some circumstance or maybe some person. But what's the real source of that snag? Just as in the kitchen that day, so too spiritually, the problem is that some trailing string has caught, some trailing string on my robe of righteousness. I'm reminded by the Word of God many times that I'm to take heed to myself.
You've heard Sunshine on the Soap Suds with Bennett Peters Jones, Christian homemaker and author of Beauty and the Best. Write to Mrs. Jones at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.